Good morning, everybody. This is David Brown here of Be Intentional, Intentionally You podcast. It has been a while. I took the summer off, and we're getting into the fall season where winter months are coming upon us, and I'm going to be looking to get more active. I do want to, before I really chime in here on my thoughts here, I do want to let you know that I've had some great feedback a lot of people are really liking the podcast, and yet not a lot of people are really chiming in. And I think one of the reasons why is this is audio only. And while some people are okay with that, I think having some visual is even better. So I am just now starting to work on YouTube. I'm getting set up with YouTube, and I'm going to try to start the next series, so to speak, through YouTube. For now, I'm going to just be releasing some, moving forward, some more episodes through here until I get that set up and really figure it all out and going. So that's some good news. So just keep an eye out. If you are listening in on this, just email me at beintentionalpodcast@gmail.com. That's beintentionalpodcast@gmail.com. And I can get you on a list to make sure I let you know whenever we go live on YouTube. That said, today I want to speak on this mindset. You know, most of what I speak to is really speaking towards mindset, right? And, you know, I want to talk on speaking into existence, right? How often do we say things and we speak into existence? Very often, things that we don't want in our lives, right? That negativity, especially in a world that is struggling right now so much with mindset and with depression, all that stuff, right? And it's so easy to get caught up, right? You know, how many times have you received a phone call or you made a phone call first thing in the morning, and that first phone call is so negative, so overwhelming that your whole day is almost ruined, right? You feel like it's ruined, right? So if that's the case, how much does that negative talk, that negative environment that we so often allow, how much does that really affect us without us even realizing? Right. And I want everyone to know that everything I speak on is, I'm always including myself, right? In fact, most of the time it's stuff that I've gone through, I've caught myself doing, right? So I don't come from a place of judgments. Okay. I come from a place of experience, a deep thought. I'm a very deep thinker. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm very analytical with myself. You know, I'm very, always judging myself, you know, and, you know, we get caught up in that word judging. I actually saw something yesterday. I think that said, you know, correct a wise man and they will be thankful. Correct a fool and they will hate you, or, you know, something like that, right? And so often we are not open for corrective criticism, right? We think, oh, don't judge me. Don't, you know, well, I'm always looking to better myself, right? I don't want people around me to stick their head in the sand, right? And not be aware of what I'm doing, right? And I want them to feel comfortable coming to me, right? So anyway, through all that stuff, we oftentimes speak into existence all the negative things, and we can't let those negative things go because we're always speaking upon it, right? One of my biggest weaknesses is that I can have something happen to me. I can be in a conversation or whatever that can be so negative, and 6 months later, I'm still hanging on to it, right? I'm enslaved to it. You know, I spoke on a podcast before on, you know, it's not what we have or don't have, it's our attachments to those things that we have or don't have that hold us back, right? And I'll give an example. I'm a real estate agent, as many of you may know, and I oftentimes, when I'm out showing houses to buyers, especially if I'm showing a series of houses, that first house I often get there early. I was raised, I'd rather be there half an hour early than a minute late. Not that I'm perfect, every once in a while, you know, things happen, traffic, whatever, but I really try to be early. And it's been probably about 3 months ago, I got to a showing early. It was actually an open house, and I sat in my car checking my email on my phone, and you know, it was time to go to the house and look at the house. And I was parked in the only parking spot on the street. And I get out, and it was two doors down from the house. Well, I go, and one of the neighbors goes and says, "Hey, how's it going, man? You good? And my perception was it was his way of saying hi there. And, you know, I probably looked a little confused because I was frustrated with my phone at that point. I was like, "Yeah, I'm good. How you doing, boss? You good?" And because he was coming at me in a negative way, when I said, "Oh, you good," he interpreted me as coming at him, right? So all of a sudden, he started making very alarming directional confrontational body language and moving towards me. And I said, whoa, yeah, I'm so, you know, all that stuff. Right. But I bring that up because to this day, that really bothers me. OK, it really bothers me because I was legally parked in a public on a public street. OK, I wasn't messing with anyone. And while I understand and actually respect the fact that someone is looking out for their neighbors, looking out for their neighborhood, looking out for their house. At the end of the day, I had all legal right to be there. And to come at me and say, "Oh, you don't belong here. You know, you don't fit here," whatever. You know, I mean, not for nothing, you know, that still bothers me. And I say that because how often does something happen to you that you hang on to? I mean, it's been 3 months and I still get internally angry. Right. So anyway, I kind of got off on that, and that was more along the mindset. But speaking into existence, you know, just be careful of what you're speaking into. You know, there's a lot of negativity around you all the time, and don't speak into that. Right. Speak into all the positive stuff. You know, stop watching the news all the time, especially the 24-hour propaganda machine that's on both sides. Right. That just wants you to push their ratings up to get you hating other people or hating yourself or all that stuff. Right. So start speaking into existence what you want. OK, you want happiness? Speak happiness. Okay. And so anyway, I just wanted to chime in. It's been several months, and I hope what I spoke on, I wasn't very direct into the speaking into existence. And at the same time, I hope I spoke into it a little bit and around the whole mindset thing. And I also wanted to fill you in about the whole YouTube future. So anyway, again, Be Intentional Podcast @gmail.com. Feel free to email me. I'm also on Facebook. You can check me out, you know, send me a friend request. If you don't know me, you know, private message me and let me know. I get a lot of, it seems to be bogus, fake profiles. So sometimes I'm a little leery of accepting everyone if I don't know who you are. So just shoot me a quick message. "Hey, you know, it's, you know, I'm listening in, you know, on the podcast. My name is David Brown." Brown is spelled B-R-O-W-N-E. And again, I want to thank you for being part of my morning. I'll talk to you later. Bye now.